500 miles in 7 days, not to mention the toughest climbs in professional cycling. It was all over Sunday as riders crossed the finish in front of the Capitol.
That's amazing! That's so cool!
And in the end, the world's best couldn't pass American Levi Leipheimer as he took home the yellow jersey. He led 5 of the 7 stages, but he told the finish line crowd that the race was far from easy.
I gotta tell you, it took some of the best form of my life to win this race against Christian TJ and Garmin Cervello.
He was referring to TJ Van Garderen, who finished 3rd, and Christian Vandeveld, who finished 2nd. Vandeveld was part of the winning team, Garmin Cervello, based in Boulder. After the jerseys were handed out, Garmin Cervello rider Dave Zabriskie, looking exhausted and leaning against the team bus, said Colorado proved itself well-suited for professional cycling.
Honestly, I think this is rivaling California. I mean, it's, it's right up there with California, for sure.
The Tour of California is the country's largest cycling race. He says the fan support here was intense.
I mean, you can't even have a conversation in the field with your, you know, your colleagues, so it's really loud.
Cycling fan Chris DiMucci from Steamboat Springs agrees. He traveled the several stages along the route.
I mean, the crowds have just been phenomenal. You know, it equals everything you see in Europe. So, I mean, it's just great to see that Coloradans have really come out and shown what supporters they are of the sport. So, it's been awesome.
That's what tour organizers and local politicians wanted to hear. The race is expected to bring in up to $70 million in direct economic benefit from the influx of fans. Standing at the finish line, Governor John Hickenlooper said that's just in the short term.
There's also 20 million people listening to on radio around the world, watching on television around the world. And that kind of exposure, you know, that they got to see Gunnison and Salida, Steamboat Springs, and Denver, right? I think it's going to have a benefit for the entire state.
Not so fast, says Andrew Zimbalist. He's an economist at Smith College in Massachusetts. He studied the economic impact of the Tour de France and other sporting events.
It's very unlikely that somebody is going to say, let's go stay a night in Town X because that's the Colorado road race went through Town X. It's very unlikely. At least that's the way the empirical evidence plays out.
But he added that bike races are not expensive to host and may add to civic pride, if anything. That was true in the small mountain town of Gunnison, according to city manager Ken Coleman.
So while, you know, there's some economic value, there's also intrinsic value to having this type of thing occur in your community.
Gunnison spent about $40,000 preparing to host a stage on the tour, and Coleman said it was amazing to see thousands of people in the town on a Wednesday.
The actual visitorship far exceeded what my expectations were.
He hopes Gunnison will host another stage if the tour comes back next year. Other big U.S. bike races have struggled financially. The tours of Missouri and Georgia, for instance, are now defunct. Back at the finish line, that was of little concern to Devin and Liz Yoder, who live in Denver. Sporting matching Tour de France hats, they said it was a thrill watching riders speed past.
It was awesome. It was a blast to watch them.
Yeah, and this needs to happen every year.
And finish in Denver every year.
Tour organizers said after the race that it's definitely coming back next year.